as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed, singular, and heirs according to the promise. You see that? So all the promises of God in the old covenant became yes and amen in Jesus. But now all the promises in the old covenant have not yet come to pass. There is a millennial kingdom reign that we have to look forward to. And in the sense that Jesus was a bridge between dispensations, preaching the kingdom of God, so we are part of that bridge, if you will. We have taken up his ministry in the earth, and we are still proclaiming the kingdom of God. That's our message. That's the faith message. What's faith in what? Faith in the Word. What is the Word? It's the gospel. What is the gospel? Synonymous with the gospel is the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus preached, just like he preached the gospel. That's what the gospel is. Gospel means good news, but it's the kingdom of God. It's who we are. It's where we're from. It's where our home is, and it's what's going to happen. This world is not going to get better because we get better politicians. This world is going to get better because Jesus is going to put an end to the foolishness.
Yeah.
And here's what we need to recognize and be very acutely aware of in these days, and that is that Jesus is coming.
Yes.
I said Jesus is coming. And I don't mean he's coming in 100 years. Jesus is coming. Jesus could be here in 2023. Easy.
Yes.
And there would be nothing surprising or shocking about it because everything is lined up and set up. Jesus gave four disciples a private briefing at the temple when they asked him, tell us, when shall these things be and what will be the sign of your coming? And Jesus explained to them about all these things. Signs that would be taking place, wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places. But he didn't say worry about it. He said, but don't worry because the end is not yet. He said, these are things that are going to take place before, but there is an event that's going to take place. But what he didn't say in that briefing, because these are Jewish guys asking him Jewish questions, he didn't tell them that there would be a church and a rapture out of here before this particular sign took place. And everything now is lined up for Jesus to return like never before. Now listen, I know we've heard these things and you know these things have been preached for a long time, but when I was first into the things of God and you know charismatic revival and all that, I was convinced that Jesus was coming back in 1980, I think it was 1984. You know, I had it all figured out. You know, 2,000 years back out, 7 years for the tribulation. You know, I had my years all figured out. Well, I learned quickly, don't do that. Don't do that. And they've been, and actually Peter said that. He's talking about, you know, the return of Jesus is imminent. But a day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day, and so forth. And the point is, we are so close. It's not like it was then. I wanted it to be so then. Now then, I see it. I recognize it. The signs are all lined up. Things are happening. You know, you guys have Joe Morris in, and he talks about some of these things. And listen to him when he talks, because, man, he's spot on. Jesus is coming. Everybody say, Jesus is coming. You want to know something just kind of as a little aside here? We're all called to be witnesses of the kingdom of God, right? And I know when I got saved, I wanted to witness for the Lord. And I wanted to be able to tell people about Jesus. And, you know, I didn't know how, and I was afraid I'd mess up. So I went to classes. The Assemblies of God Church had a thing called, a program called Evangelism Explosion. And they'd teach you how to witness. And they'd give you little things to say, you know, like, excuse me, is that seat saved? Are you? Yeah, you know. Just all kind of icebreakers and things like that. But you know what? I found in the Word of God the best witnessing tool known to man that I have discovered yet. And it's that phrase that we shared a moment ago. Jesus is coming.
Amen.
I want to encourage you. Be mindful of this. Keep yourself mindful of this. And keep this before your eyes. It'll keep you stirred up. It'll keep your faith strong if you'll be conscious of these things. When you go to the store and you're checking out and you pay your, swipe your card or pay your cash or whatever, say, have a good day and Jesus is coming, and walk out. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to wait for a response. Matter of fact, I encourage you that you don't. Just tell, when you leave the convenience store, Jesus, have a good day, Jesus is coming. When you're on the elevator with somebody and you, the door opens, walk out, Jesus is coming. Now, again, they may not respond. They may not know what to say, but it'll cause them to think. And it's the best tip that you can give anybody in this day and age. Jesus is coming. I was on an elevator in Illinois, I don't know, several months back, a bunch of teenagers on there going down to the pool. I'm going down, you know, in my blazer and a tie and going to a service and got my Bible bag and I'm riding down and they kind of quieten down when I got on the elevator, you know, they're, and so we ride down in silence and the door opens, I walk out and I say, y'all have a good one and remember Jesus is coming. And they went, didn't say a word. I walked out grinning thinking, I have made their day or ruined it, one or the other, I don't know. But you can do this wherever you go. Just make it a standard. I was going to do it at the restaurant yesterday, but everybody there saved. You know? We went to Pat's and you know, and we're already talking about the Lord anyway. But I like to go to Mexican restaurants and tell them, Jesus es viene. Is that how you say it? How you say it?
Jesus viene pronto.
Pronto. Well, that's coming soon.
Yeah, but don't say Jesus es viene.
They understand it when
Jesus
I say
viene.
It.
Yeah, they understand.
They understand it.
They know you're a gringo.
This is my linguist instructor and my nutritionist. Praise the Lord. If you want to know anything about nutrition, ask her. You want to know? Oh, you already know that. Okay. Maybe you don't even have to ask her, come to think of it, and you may get it. But, so how do you say it?
It's better that you say, Jesus viene pronto.
Jesus viene pronto.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You got it.
Muy bien. Jesus viene pronto. So, yeah, I like to share that. Just say that to people. Just pitch it out to them. Jesus is coming. Big smile. Somebody may stop you and ask you, what do you mean? Yep. Tell me more. Well, now the door's open.
Yes.
But don't worry about it. Just plant the seed. Yeah. Just plant the seed. Be a witness for the kingdom of God. Jesus is coming. Somebody's complaining about the economy. Somebody's complaining about the price of gas. Somebody's worried about this and that and the other. Yeah, well, don't worry. Jesus is coming. Yeah. And walk away. That's all you got to do. Praise the Lord. But it's a great witness. Because Jesus is coming. You understand that?
Yeah.
He's coming now more than he's ever been coming before.
Yes.
I saw a documentary not long ago about birds of prey, about predatory and scavenger birds in India. They're dying in the nation of Israel because of pesticides in the fertilizer and so forth. Vultures and so forth are eating things contaminated and it's killing them or they're leaving or something, but they've got a shortage of scavengers in India. And so dogs are turning to scavenging. See? And it's just a big mess. On the other hand, they have hundreds of new predatory birds showing up in Israel.
Yes.
Why? Because that's the cleanup crew for the big battle.
Yeah.
And the vultures are gathering in Israel now. I saw the statistic over 70 new species of predatory birds, but I've heard it as high as hundreds of new species gathering in Israel. Why? Because Jesus is coming. There's going to be a war over there to end all wars, and Jesus is coming. Praise God. But the beauty of it is, there are things in the scriptures that are promised when Jesus returns. But faith, like the woman in Matthew 15, with her faith, she reached into another dispensation. We can, with our faith, reach into things that haven't been seen yet and make them a reality in 2023. And I'll show you one, give you a perfect illustration of this. Did y'all wear your shouting shoes this morning?
Yes.
Turn with me to the book of, get over here, I've got a couple of other translations. Amos chapter 9. Amos chapter 9. We'll close with this one. Pick this up later. I know you know this verse of scripture. You've heard it preached. You've desired to see it. You've claimed it. Verse 11. In that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the branches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. Now that's something that has begun, but it's not complete. The tabernacle of David, this was preached on the day of Pentecost, as a matter of fact, or in one of Peter's subsequent sermons, that is. But the tabernacle of David being restored. Verse 12, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord that doeth this. Now verse 13, here's the scripture. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall make gardens and eat the fruit of them, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. And so God's promise to Israel, to his covenant people, is that he would bring them back and plant them, and they would experience these things. Now, that has begun, but it has not been completed. As a matter of fact, just during this war in Ukraine, there have been a lot of Jews that have gotten back to their homeland. So they're still dispersed. There's still a lot of scattering, but God is calling them home. Why? Because Jesus is coming. And he wants his people gathered to those people, his old covenant people, gathered together there for such a time as this. Now, in this, he promises, he makes this promise to them. The days come, saith the Lord, that what? The plowman shall overtake. What does it say? The plowman shall overtake the reaper, the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. The mountains shall drop sweet wine, and the hills shall melt. These things that are happening in the earth, as unsettling as they may be, you have to understand, God saw these things, and God is working through them. I'm not saying he's causing wars, but as these wars unfold, as these wars take place, God uses things to bring about his purpose. He'll act during these things. Like I said, Jews going home from Ukraine, going back to Israel. And that spotlights something else. The role of the church in these last days is one of holding back the darkness. That's what our role is. We are the salt of the earth. We're the light of the world. We hold back the darkness. You know why Putin wasn't able to steamroll through Ukraine and take over there? One reason, and one reason only. The church. I have pictures, videos of the body of Christ in Ukraine as they are in underground shelters and bombs are falling and mortars and missiles and so forth, and they're dancing and praising God. And as a result of it, that war machine bogged down just like Pharaoh's chariots coming across the mud flats, bogged down and could not overcome the people of Israel. The same way the church in Ukraine and the church worldwide is holding back this war machine. Putin, the Russian madman, thought that he was going to roll through that nation, take them captive, and from there he was just going to go right down to Israel. But it's not happening yet because the church is here. Now, when the church is gone, things are going to come apart like that. You think there's been some rapid change over the past few years? Wait till you see when we're out of here. When we're out of here, there will be nothing to restrain Satan and his hordes from complete and total influence. Not just in other nations, but in this nation as well. Oh my goodness. Think what America would be without the church. You don't even want to think about it. But in the meantime, while the church is here, all the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. And this is a promise, Amos 9:13. Now, let me read you another translation. Plowman shall overtake the reaper. You read it there in your King James Bible. Amos 9:13. You will have such a harvest, and I add in 2023, you will have such a harvest that you won't be able to bring it all in or bring in all of your wheat before plowing time. You will have grapes left over from season to season. Your fruitful vineyards will cover the mountains. In 2023. This year. Now. Let me read you another translation. Do you wear your shouting shoes? Are those shouting shoes?
Are.
All right, listen, yep. Listen,
woo!
Listen.
How's
to
that?
Glory.
Oh, what do you hear this? How's this?
Okay.
Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. Listen, child of God, listen to me. We look at things historically a lot of times and see that, well, it took this long to get to here, this long to come from here down to here. And so we've got a long road ahead of us. No, 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 no. The promises of God are things are going to happen so fast that your head's going to swim. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some head swimming manifestations of God. I've put the devil and his doings in my rearview mirror, and now I'm looking to some head swimming manifestations of God. Things happening so fast that your head will swim, one thing fast on the heels of the other, and you won't be able to keep up. Come out of this mindset of it's going to take X long. It's going to take so long. It's going to take a year. It's going to take until the next election. It's going to take this. It's going to take that. It's going to take, things move slow. Listen. Everything will be happening at once. When God starts moving and everything happens at once, hey, listen, things turn around on a dime. Things turn overnight. Glory to God. And everywhere you look, blessings. Everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. God's going to pour it out on His people of faith. And that's why I was so encouraged by the meetings that we just came out of, Pastor, because the body is rising up and we're through. We're through talking the problem. We're through messing with what the devil's been doing, glorifying Him. We're praising God. We're worshiping God. Our eyes are on God. Our faith is toward God. And we're going to see these blessings. This is going to be manifested in our lives in 2023. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whoa! Hallelujah. I'm ready for some of that. I'm determined to see some of that. So don't stand there and argue with me and say, well, you know, because I'm going to be like that woman in Matthew 15 saying, look, even the dogs eat the crumbs. And I'm not a dog. I'm a child, praise God. These promises belong to me. I'm not going to walk bowed over and crippled anymore. I'm not going to go to church and be handicapped. I'm going to come out of the chute praising and shouting and giving God glory. Hallelujah. Because these are the days that we've been looking for, and Jesus is coming. He's coming. He's coming.
Hallelujah.
saying this. I'll just tell you, Joe Morris is saying this. He's expecting him September of this year. And I told the Lord, it's all right with me if he's right. Glory to God. No, I'm not putting anything on him, but seriously, we've talked about some of these things and how that we're so close and the calendar is even lining up. Glory. 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 In the meantime, bread and water. Bread and water's yours. Glory to God. You know, if you need healing in your body, you ought to just stand up and take it right now. Glory to God. You ought to just stand to your feet and say, I take strength. I take life. I take health. I take it in Jesus' name. It belongs to me. One of the things that Jesus told the disciples when they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And we call it the Lord's Prayer. It's really the disciples' prayer. But he said, pray like this, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Instead of praying, if it be your will, start praying, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's part of your kingdom, the kingdom. And then he said this, give us this day our daily bread. Today. Healing is today's bread. Now, in most places, and Lydia can tell you this, and any of you that ever traveled internationally, most places don't do bread like we do here in America. We got these loaves that sit on the shelf, and they got an expiration date sometime, you know, next year or whenever. Most places in the world make their bread daily. And I bet your dad still, somebody, some representative of him, if he doesn't do it himself, goes to the bakery every day for today's bread. He doesn't store it up. Most of the world, in the developed countries, you understand, they eat fresh. They're not living on yesterday's stuff. I just got back from 3 weeks in Brazil. I was there last month and had some great meetings. And I remember asking my interpreter one time, because they have these juices out and they're so fresh. Everything's just so fresh. And I say, well, what do you do with the juice when you, if everybody doesn't drink it? Well, we just throw it away. I say, well, why don't you put it in the refrigerator and save it? And she looked at me like this. She said, why would anybody do that? See, I'm used to putting the carton of orange juice back in and saving it till next. She wrinkled her nose. Why would you do that? It's like a foreign thought to them. Why would you save juice? Just make fresh. I like that attitude. Why are we living off yesterday's word and blessings of God? Every day, give us this day our daily bread. Healing is yours today. And then there's some more tomorrow. And then there's some more the next day. Strength is yours today. And there's some more tomorrow. And there's some next week. And next month. It's daily. Bread and water. Belongs to us. Are y'all getting anything today? Is this all right? Praise God. Give us this day our daily bread. The devil's trying to feed you his mess every day. Let's drink deeply from the well today. Let's receive our daily bread today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take by faith our daily bread because it belongs to us. It's no big deal. Strength is ours. Life is ours. Long life. With long life, you satisfy us and show us your salvation. Now, Lord, we're going to use our faith. We're going to reach into something even greater. We're going to reach into some of that head swimming, fast moving, overtaking, things happening so fast we can't keep up. And everywhere we look, blessings flow into us. Glory to God. From the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, blessings flow in our way. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, let's shout about it a little bit here this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is coming. He's coming. He's coming. Ha, ha, ha. And when He does, we're going with Him. When He does, we're going with Him. But until then, bread and water every day. Every day, every day, every day, every day. Strength and health. I speak to pain right now in Jesus' name. Anybody here in pain? I command that pain to leave your body and go from this place. Straighten up and walk tall because of who you are and what belongs to you. Glory to God. Somebody's back is being healed right now. Somebody's throat is being healed right now. Glory to God. Somebody's ear is being healed right now. Ear infection disappearing in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody's skin is clearing up right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Rashes, skin diseases, psoriasis, things like that. Somebody's skin's cleared up right now in Jesus' name. Somebody's prostate is being healed right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. 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 Cancer cells. They're not even fully developed yet, but cancer cells are dying right now. Precancerous conditions are dying right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I see somebody's pancreas. I see it. I don't know who it is, but I see it in my spirit. It's lighting up with the light of the glory of God, and it's being quickened. It's coming alive. Other internal organs are being quickened right now by the glory and the Spirit of God. Things are happening fast. Things are happening fast. Things are happening fast. Glory to God. Ha, 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 hallelujah. 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 Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Thank you, Father. Somebody's joints are being healed right now. Hands and knees, elbows. The pain, the stiffness is disappearing out of your finger, out of your finger joints. Glory to God. Glory to God. Congestion is drying up and being healed right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I take authority over food allergies right now in the name of Jesus. Freedom from food allergies. Autoimmune diseases. In Jesus' name, being reversed. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If I call out something that's you, take it. Say it's mine, and I take it now. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Pray into other internal organs are being massaged right now, being massaged and brought back to health by the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. Livers, heart, appendix in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for quickening our mortal bodies and all the parts thereof. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Phyllis, you got something? Come up here and pray for these people, for this congregation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Just pray.
Amen. Father God, we thank you so much for our covenant.
Pascha.
Father, we thank you for the bread and water that we've heard about this morning. We receive our strength. We receive our health. And Father God, not only do we receive that, but we reach out and we share it and minister it to others.
Yes.
And so, Father, with that, I bless these people. I bless their bodies, their homes, their businesses, at everything that's a part of their life. We thank you, Father God, that they are the blessed of the Lord, and that's just the way it is in this year. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I woke up this morning. We woke up a little early this morning. It was about 5 o'clock, actually. So I got up. He said, "You gonna stay up?" And I said, "Yeah, I think I am." And so we stayed up. And the first thing that I began to think about was a gentleman that used to be in our church. He was an older gentleman. His name was Mr. Keener. And I'll keep this real short, but I just thought about him all morning long. He's gone on to be with heaven. But the Spirit of God would come on him. And, of course, he would begin to dance and just run. And ministers, Jerry Savelle and Billy Brim, just loved coming there just to watch him. But there was one thing that when the Spirit of God would come upon him that always stood out. And as he was even teaching this morning, I began to think about it. But he spoke to me one time. I used to, when I saw how the Spirit of God would move on him, I thought, "Oh, I want to pray with you." So we would pray together some. But he would come, the Spirit of God would come upon him, and you knew to just listen. But this is what he'd say. He'd say, "Read your Bible every day." And he'd say, "Pray every day." And this is what he'd say. He said, "And know that you belong to him." Amen. And I've been thinking about that all morning long. I belong to him in this world today. Where they're saying recession, where they're saying disease, all this kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. No, you don't know who I belong to. I belong. That's the way the old timers thought. That's the way they thought. All the time you'd hear coming out of this man's mouth, you'd hear, "Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is life." We want to live this year with all they have forecasted on us. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Not my investments. I mean, those things are awesome. Not my nutritional habits. Those things are a must. But Jesus is the way. He is the only way. So take that advice from that old timer. I mean, he was a blessing. Read our Bibles every day. Pray every day. Oh, but who do I belong to? I belong to God.
Hallelujah.
Nobody owns me.
Amen. That's right.
Nobody owns me. Lack doesn't own me. Disease doesn't own me. My Father owns me. Hallelujah. And I speak that over everybody in here.
Thank you, Father.
Over your business, over your bodies, over your marriages, over your families. It belongs to God. Your bodies, your children.
Yes.
That song they began to sing, "Children are coming home." The devil's not going to have our kids. Not going to have our grandchildren. He's stolen from us too long in these areas. No. You've messed with the one that belongs to God. My kids are coming home. Your kids are coming home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm telling you, things are going to happen quick. We're going to see them this year. We're going to see them now. They're going to happen quick because Jesus is coming. And he's not coming back for a church that's going to limp in. He's coming back for a glorious church without spot, without blemish. It's going to be something. It's going to be something to see. And you and I are on the leading edge. And we're going to witness these things. It's ours. Yeah, we belong to him. And because we belong to him, it belongs to us. Praise the Lord. So when you go today to lunch, to the store, when you go from this place, remember, plant the seeds. Jesus is coming. And watch God work. Pastor Jim.
ahead and be seated. Before we dismiss, I want to receive a love offering for our guest speaker. What a way to start the year. The first word of the year. Glory to God. If you need an envelope, you slip up your hands, the ushers will come and wait on you. Come on up. Bless the Lord. Father, we are so thankful for what you've spoken to us this morning. And we receive that. We don't treat it flippantly. We receive your word. And we thank you for the opportunity that we have before us to sow into this ministry, to be a part of what you're doing in the earth through this ministry. We glorify you for this, Father. And we thank you that the seed we're sowing is in good soil, good, rich soil. And it will come back to us quickly.